weather-wise, it looks like we're going to get a bit of a shower band run through today, and then it'll be fine mostly tomorrow until sort of late evening, and we get another lot of showers running through till Sunday, sort of, and clearing late afternoon on Sunday, but not heavy stuff. And the wind's going to go, southwest. So once it swings to that southwest on Sunday, I'll say that'll be the end of the rain anyway, because we don't get it from that direction.
Yeah.
So your tides, your east coast tides are sort of 6 a.m., 6 p.m. lows, and your west coast is 7 a.m., 7 p.m. lows. So it's good fishing tides and that sort of stuff. So it's right on dark. And also for floundering, if you can get onto the beach, there's been a lot of flounder caught down the bottom end. And I had one of my mates, just he went up 90 mile last night and came back with his limiter snapper surf casting. And it was in the water. I'm not allowed to tell you where. But he said he was standing on flounder just about every second time he walked out to cast. He was standing on flounder, so they must be on the beach. And he said the spat boys were up there. There was they'd sort of seen heaps and heaps and getting it in the spat and throwing them back into the water and that sort of stuff. So. Swell-wise, the west coast tomorrow is going to lift. It's on the lift now, and it looks like it's going to be 2 to 2.5 metres showing on the website, although it was showing that yesterday, and it was actually only about a metre up the top of the beach yesterday where he was fishing in that top area. So that's going to get up. But on the east coast, it looks like it's showing less than 0.5 metre on the whole of the east coast right through till next Tuesday or Wednesday.
Right.
So then there's plenty of Robbie Park has been chartering. He charters out of Hohoa, and he said there's just fish everywhere at the moment. The kingies are coming around. There's decent snapper, and there's some poreye and big trevally cruising around, and kingfish starting to cruise. So, yeah, it all sounds like the water's warming up.
Yes.
And all the fish are starting to come back in.
Right. So do you think it's safe to get out there this weekend with that tsunami warning?
Oh, hey, they had a big swell at East Cape this morning. I just looked on the computer. They had a 50-centimetre high wave. Amazing.
Wow.
West coast to be fine because it's come from the other side anyway.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll get much out of it at all, to be honest. I think they're just scaremongering now. But hey,
yes.
I suppose they got to do it.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'd say still go fishing anyway. But the swell map is, and this was updated this morning, is showing nothing up here at all. It's all down the east coast and further south. So. From Chile, you don't get that swell come right up this top end here.
Yeah.
It must disappear before it gets here.
Yeah. So
anyway, competitions.
Yes.
Got the Mirrawhenua Pig Hunt and Fishing Comp on. Starts on Thursday, the 1st of October. So that's next. No, it's not. It's 2 weekends away. Yeah, 2 weekends away. And finishes on Saturday, the 3rd at 12 p.m. Now, we got tickets in the shop for that. That's a kids and adults competition, and there's fish and snapper, trevally, and pigs for the adults, and the kids have got all the other species, the possums and the rabbits and everything like that. So there's heaps and heaps of prizes in that. So, and then Great Exhibition Bay Surf Casting Comp on the 16th and 17th of October. We have tickets in the shop for that now as well, and we've got some super lucky draws. We've got a set of four-wheel drive tyres and rims as a major lucky draw. We've got a set of quad tyres for a second lucky draw. We've got a full 4x4 glass tint for another lucky draw from the glass tint guy in Kaitaia, and heaps and heaps more prizes. And you know, that's the main prize for that is the average weight fish rather than the average weight snapper. So snapper, trevally and carwhite competition.
Yeah.
And there's an average weight for the adults and an average weight for the kids. So
great prizes.
The average weight adult ones too, there's actually, you win, there's an average weight for $1,000. And then the second closest to average and third closest and fourth closest. And if we keep getting more prizes during the day as we did last year, we'll just add another couple more in.
Mm.
So that's those there. So, yeah, those are two large comps. And I think there might be another, I think there's another pig hunt coming up over at Mangamooka, but I think that's late October. But we haven't been confirmed that one yet, but I know there's one more to come from over there. Now, shop-wise, I'm just going through, I'm just getting my dive gear in here, so I'm just sorting out some of the last year's fins. Now, I've got some dive fins, open heel for the booties. These models are changed, so I've got medium to large and large, extra large, and small to medium. They were $149, they're down to $79.
Wow.
Half price, basically.
Yeah.
And I've got some full foot split fins. which we sell them in the, with the open heel boot, but I've actually got some full foot ones. I managed to get some of those. They're down from $125 to $70 now. Once they're gone, they're gone. They're not going to be that price again. So I've got about 12 pair of those two models here in stock.
Yeah. So getting quick.
And we just got the new model wetsuit trim splash, just turned up the new 5mm suit. So we've they actually haven't changed. They've changed the colour basically, but I've just had to send all my old ones back. So we've got a full range of the new colourways, and they're $325, 5mm plush lined, no hood on the jacket, but it's plush lined, and it's got ankle zips and knee pads and everything like that. So they've actually gone up $25 from last year, but it's just the American dollar that's caused that. So it's still, and you can buy a split suit as well,
right,
half and half job, so which we sell a lot of. Got another lot of Ridgeline clothing packs come in yesterday. And we've managed to get our hands on the new camo pack at long last. That's come back into stock with the, and it's gone back to the original camo pattern we used to have 10 years ago, which is a lot better colour, so it's a lot darker.
Yeah.
So we've got them in an extra small through to a 5XL. And the black packs are all back in stock, and all of the kids' packs are all back in stock now, the blue camo, the kids' pink camo, and the two ladies' packs are all back into stock as well. Now, also, I'm just going through my fishing nets, and I've got a new supplier now, so I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 flounder nets left here from my old supplier, ranging from 30 metre to 60 metre. And if you're looking for a flounder net, I've got a specialist drag net, or two specialist drag nets, a 40 metre ones. I've got two 60 metre ones and a 30 metre one. So if you're looking for those, we've got $165, they'll be $100.
Wow.
The $315 set nets will be $215.
Yep.
And the two drag nets are both $340, they're going to be $200.
Wow.
So if you're looking for something like in Flounder, because the Flounder on the beach near, come and grab them. Basically what it is, the new supplier, his retails are back down to about that.
Yep.
So I'm just knocking them back. So these are made, they're New Zealand made, they're not imported. They're made by Takara Nets and Tipuki, so yep.
Very cool. And with Christmas just around the corner, you guys do offer the option of just paying something off.
Yeah, we do lay-bys and that, and even those specials if you want to come and grab something. And I say first in, first serve on this stuff. So
yeah.
You can't play the old pingers now, just come and put on lay-by and 3 months to pay it off, no interest. So no problem at all. Anything in the shop is like that. So
Awesome. And I have to say thank you so much for the Claiborne thrower. My partner almost had a little tear in his eye when I gave it to him for his birthday. So thank you so much.
Yeah, good fun those years. So I've still got those on special. Claiborne thrower, box of clays and a whole slab of ammo on special. So you'll have a lot of fun with that, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. All right, well, thanks a lot, Mike, and have an awesome weekend, and we'll talk to you again next Friday.
Yep. Okay, then. Cheers, Aaron.
All right, bye.